We'll turn our attention to food prices and how they have increased. Well, the price of groceries have risen by 27% in the last 3 years, while the overall rate of inflation has decreased. The latest CSO figures show food prices still soared in the last 12 months. The surge in costs of producing food and a limited supply are considered to be key factors. Consumers are feeling the impact, while farmers say the additional costs in fertiliser, electricity and labour are not helping them either amid other challenges. We're joined now by Katrina Redmond, who's consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Karen.
So, Katrina, anyone doing the weekly shop will likely to be able to say where they're seeing the price hikes, but which food items in particular have seen the biggest increase?
Well, I suppose it's no surprise to consumers or farmers to learn that beef and veal have increased by 22.7% on average in the last 12 months. And that's due to exports, which are particularly going to the UK and Europe, which have risen. But the number of finished cattle is tight, so that kind of pushes up what factories are paying for animals. Farmers are also facing bigger bills for feed, fertiliser, fuel, veterinary care and young stock, which makes it production more expensive. So all of that has added up to quite a large increase compared to the consumer price index at the till.
And looking at from farm to fork, because the production costs, as you say, are higher, there has been a partial blame game happening against farmers. I mean, is it fair, given their costs also are elevated with feed, energy, labour, which eats into their margins, understandably?
Well, I think that from the average consumer who isn't aware of, you know, the fluctuations and the complexity of producing food, they feel very hard pressed and they're looking for somebody to blame because they're struggling when they get to the till. But from the farmer's perspective, you know, they have major pressures, particularly in relation to animal feed, energy, packaging, transport, labour, like it all adds up. And they also have to make a living. So, you know, they do have to pass on those increases, but ultimately it's the consumer when they're paying at the end of the day that really are feeling the pinch. And do bear in mind that those agricultural, you know, those agricultural workers, they're also consumers, so they're feeling it too.
Indeed. And I mean, the Irish Farmers Association President Francie Gorman has made the point, if they're producing less, the price goes up, because they're saying that the grocery price hikes are not down to them and are due to this EU reducing the amount of food that can be produced. I mean, that is a key concern and issue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. You know, and as I said, they are also consumers, so they're feeling it too. So they're feeling it on both sides. You know, they're feeling the increased cost of production, but they're also feeling it when they go to buy their own food. So, you know, their concern is they want to meet the demand there that is there in the market. Like, you know, beef in particular is something that is entrenched in the Irish psyche.
You know, historically more expensive, isn't it? I mean, do you think it is turning people off and making them have to think of alternatives?
Yeah, well, the statistics say at the moment that many Irish people are turning away from beef and they are considering cheaper options such as chicken. So there is this tipping point that we may reach where if the price increases too much, that Irish people will start to buy less and then demand will go down. So then the price is, so then it becomes a price nightmare for farmers. So it is, we are in a very, very difficult position at the moment.
And just the role of the agri-food regulator to monitor the transparency in the sector, because as well as performing price analysis, it also enforces the law on unfair trading practices. It's very important to have that in place, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And it has only been put in place in the last 2 years. So they still have an awful lot of work underway. So it'll be interesting to hear what they do in the future.
And just then, finally, with the issue of food security, Katrina, because we saw it with cocoa in recent months and concerns around global supply, falling output here, that is ultimately a big concern, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And as this falling output may or may not continue, then the consumers will be the ones who will feel the prices. And they're the ones who are the lobby at the moment. You know, people are if you took a look on social media, and I don't mean X, which can be, you know, just absolutely desperate. But if you took a look on any social media platform, you know, the type of language that consumers are using at the moment in relation to prices and that knock on reaction and kind of sentiment towards producers is not good. You know, we really want to have a much better relationship with producers from a consumer point of view.
For sure. OK, Katrina Redmond, thank you for speaking to us this morning. It's 7:43 and we'll head back to Scraggan and we'll get the sports news with Pádraig Lodge.